Extraterrestrials. We are not the only inhabited planet in the universe. True, the other planets in our tiny solar system are uninhabited. But concluding we can apply that status to the rest of an infinite universe is like sitting in the only house on a secluded island and assuming ours must be the only house on Earth because we can't see any other houses through our front window. That's not to imply that I believe in little green men. I don't pretend to know what all the beings on all the other inhabited planets look like. But since we Earthlings are beings on an inhabited planet, and we're not little green men, I'm open to all possibilities, including they're looking a lot like us. There are many brilliant people who are as convinced there's no other life in the universe as I'm convinced there is. They say, "Show me proof." I say, "You go first." The minute I see photos of every square foot of every planet, of every solar system, and every galaxy clearly showing nothing but moonscapes, in a universe so vast our best telescopes have seen only a fraction of it, I'll be happy to rethink my position. Until then, I'll continue to be sure that we're not just privileged members of a global community, but members of a universal community as well. The residents of other solar systems are God's children, just as we are. They have the same journeys of the spirit that we do, the same options of reincarnation, and the same sacred, joyful lives on the other side. Not our other side, but their own, as identical to their planets as ours is to Earth. In other words, rather than sharing our other side with us, every inhabited planet throughout the universe has a divine home of its own, each one blessed with the same help from its other side that we're blessed with from ours. Other planets' inhabitants have their own spirit guides, just as we do, and their own legions of angels, their own council, their own sacred messiahs, and beyond any doubt, the same God who created us all. Within the next quarter century, we'll begin communicating openly with the life forms with whom we share this universe. And that's a fact worth celebrating. We on Earth are essentially newcomers to the cosmos, and our understanding of our relationship with God and His infinite creation are in their infancy by comparison. We have more to learn from our brothers and sisters on other planets than we can begin to conceive of. So we might as well disarm our missiles and prepare to welcome extraterrestrials. Embrace them, and start listening. It shouldn't be too much of an adjustment, actually, since they've already been here for countless millennia and are here among us now. They've been arriving from Andromeda and the Pleiades and galaxies we've never conceived of on Earth. They've traveled freely for millions of years on the highways of the Bermuda Triangle and the Great Pyramids and other atmospheric envelopes that are a basic part of their knowledge. They were welcome here once, and the time will come when they will be again. In the meantime, for those of them who are with us now, it's no one's business but theirs to reveal themselves when they're ready. So let's respect their privacy and leave it at that, like the considerate hosts we'll want them to be for us someday.